Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, friends. I'm Constance. I'm 15 years old. 2 years ago, a billionaire family adopted me. That's how I got this life I couldn't even imagine having. Now I'm going to tell you all about it, both the good and the bad parts. I'm sure you'll find my story interesting. Please don't forget to like the video. My dad left us when I was a baby. My mom used to tell me all the time that he wasn't a good person and we were better off without him. But I still grew up imagining greeting my father at the door when he came home from work at the end of the day and receiving a huge, loving hug from him. My mom didn't have a profession. She'd work any job she could get. When she got sick, she was unemployed for a long time. Because she couldn't take care of me, she left me at a group home when I was 9. But every week she would come and visit me. She used to say, "When I'm doing better, I'll get us a nice house. We'll live together again." But she lived on the street, and us having a life together seemed like a very remote possibility. The next year, my mom stopped visiting me. I got worried because that wasn't normal. I asked for help from the social workers at the home. I found out that my mom was hospitalized because her health was deteriorating. After a while, when I heard that she had died, I was devastated. Even though I was very young, I was aware that my mom had lost her life to poverty. They took good care of us at the home, but we all wanted to get adopted, to have a family. Kids who would fit their criteria would be recommended to prospective adoptive families by the management of the home. The families would look at their options, meet the kids, and then make their decision. Families usually preferred kids aged 4 to 5. Kids that age were easier to look after because they weren't babies anymore, and they were still young enough to be raised by the family as they wished. I, on the other hand, was 13 years old. Because I hit puberty, my prospects of being adopted had further diminished. In fact, they were almost non-existent. One day, the director of the home called me. She said I fit this one family's criteria, and she wanted to introduce me to them. This family had an 8-year-old son. They didn't have any other children. They were worried that their son would be all alone in the future. They wanted an older sister who could support him and decided to adopt a girl my age. This was a huge surprise for me. They were about to walk into the director's office. As I was waiting for them, I was so excited that my feet were shaking.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Thankfully, our first meeting went great. They told me they really liked me, and they could definitely see me as a wonderful older sister for their son. When the director said, "Constance, gather your belongings and say goodbye to your friends. Your new family lives in another city. They will be leaving with you today." I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Finally, I would have a family too. There were 3 luxury cars waiting for us in front of the home. We got into the one in the front. The other 2 followed us. This was going to be my first plane ride. I'd seen the airport only in the movies. I told my new mom, "Are we going to buy a ticket for me from the airport?" And she smiled. "You don't need a ticket, honey," she said. I figured out what she meant by that when we arrived at the airport. My new family had their own private plane. I, of course, didn't yet know that they were billionaires. Their fortune came from gold and silver mines in different spots around the world. I could only dream of such a rich family adopting me, but thankfully, this wasn't a dream. The director at the home had said we were going to another city, but the plane landed not in a city, but on an island. This island in the middle of the ocean, of course, belonged to them. There was just this one house on the whole island. It was the biggest building I'd ever seen. I didn't even know they were called mansions. There was a ship docked on the shore. Do I need to tell you? That too belonged to my new family. Soon I would find out it wasn't called a ship, but a yacht. I wasn't aware of it yet, but I'd started living the life of a billionaire. This is where I met my brother Parker. He didn't seem like an 8-year-old at all. He was dressed exactly like an adult. I was going to be his sister from now on. I made a move to give him a hug, but Parker held himself back and offered his hand coldly. I shook his hand, saying, "Hi, Parker, I'm Constance." Parker looked at his mom with a displeased look on his face. "Constance?" Apparently, he didn't like my name. His mom, I mean my new mom, turned to me and said, "Darling, people have more modern names in our social circle. Rather than Constance, shall we call you Jasmine from now?" I knew my name was old-fashioned, but it was my mom who had given it to me. Still, I couldn't say anything. I just nodded. There was a large number of staff in the house. Cooks, drivers, butlers, maids. In addition to all this, they told me I had a personal maid, too. This person came and said, "Let me show you to your room." She was a girl 4 or 5 years older than me. Her name's Mary Jane. When she led me to my room, I couldn't believe my eyes. Even this room was screaming, "This is a billionaire's house." There was a bed 5 people could sleep in. There were armchairs around, paintings on the walls. I was a 13-year-old girl. But this room looked more like it belonged to the Queen of England. I wanted to get some information on my new family from Mary Jane. She was hesitant at first, but then she started talking to me when we became friendly. The family spends a few months every summer on the island. Because my new mom doesn't like staying in hotels, they have houses in many cities, each one more luxurious than the other. The yacht I saw on the dock is the smallest they have. The one they most frequently use is at least 3 times bigger than this one. Every time Mary Jane said something, I kept blurting out, "Really?" She smiled and replied, "Really?" I learned such fantastic things in that conversation, and I probably said "really" at least 20 times. The next day, something strange happened. There was a screening room in the house. Parker and I were watching a movie there. Mary Jane came and told me my new dad was waiting for me in his study. When I went in, he was with another man in a suit. My new dad said, "Welcome to our family, my dear. Let me introduce you to our attorney, Mr. Owens. We have a couple of legal matters we need to take care of." When the attorney said, "Jasmine, I drew up some contracts regarding certain matters. I'm asking you to read and sign them, please." I was really surprised. After this, the attorney gave me the documents one by one and told me what each one was about. "This document is for the name change. We'll file a petition and your name will be changed to Jasmine. This document is an agreement about inheritance. In the future, you will be a part of the will, but your inheritance will be smaller compared to Parker's. This contract is about social media usage. You're prohibited from opening TikTok or Instagram accounts and sharing information about the family in any other way. Finally, this contract is for your allowance. Every month, you will be given an allowance of this amount written here. You will not be able to demand more than that." After telling me all this, the attorney offered me a pen and said, "Please sign under every agreement." I didn't like this one bit, but I wasn't in a position to argue. I had to sign them all. We stayed on the island for about a month. It was nowhere near the life I dreamed of. Parker and my new dad were distant to me. My new mom would talk to me now and then, but it was more in the lines of, "How are things with Parker? What kind of things are you doing together?" Unfortunately, my replies were not the kinds of things she would want to hear. I wanted to be closer to my new brother, but it wasn't possible because Parker had built this really high wall between us. My new dad had some work to do. So one morning, our private jet arrived on the island and took us to London. After a while, we went to Tokyo. We stayed there for only 3 days. Then we flew to the city where the family actually lived. We were always traveling on our private plane and staying in our own homes, whichever city we went to. When I was younger, I wanted to travel to different countries. But these trips were not at all like what I imagined them to be.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Because of security reasons, we almost never went out. When you are inside a house, doesn't really matter if you're in London or Tokyo. 2.5 years ago, the mafia attempted to kidnap Parker. Thankfully, bodyguards stopped them. The kidnappers confessed that they tried to take Parker and asked for a ransom of $50 million. After that incident, security measures were enhanced. It was deemed dangerous for Parker to go to school and decided that he should be homeschooled with private tutors. Now that I was their daughter, the same security measures applied to me. I was devastated when I found out about this. I was feeling incredibly lonely. I was looking forward to starting school, making new friends. If I was homeschooled, then the only kid around me would be Parker, and he did not like me at all. I'd always wanted to get adopted, to have a family, but this was definitely not what I had dreamed of. At first, I loved that my new family was very rich, but then I saw that everything was good in moderation, and that included having an excessive amount of money. I think Parker wasn't happy with his life either, but he wasn't admitting it. My new mom went to another city on a business trip. I thought about going back to the group home without telling her, but then I thought that wouldn't be right. I waited for her. When she came back, I went to speak with her. I told her Parker didn't feel the need for a sister and he would never accept me as one. She thought I was right. You're right, honey. Unfortunately, this was an unsuccessful attempt. You're free to do what you want to do. I told her I wanted to go back to the group home, but she suggested something else that changed my life in an instant. I was going to go to a private boarding school. They would obviously cover all my expenses. After high school, if I decided to go to college, they would give me a scholarship. Right now, I'm at a wonderful private school in Switzerland. Since it's a very expensive boarding school, the families of the kids here are pretty rich. But as far as I knew, there are no billionaires among them. Meanwhile, my new mom gives me a call now and then and insists that I spend my summer vacation with them. Even Parker called me once and invited me. I think I'm going to spend the summer on the island. If anything interesting happens, I'll definitely let you know. Goodbye for now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sarah. This is my sister, Layla. She's 4 years younger than me. Unfortunately, my family loves her more than me. I'm not even sure if they love me at all. Actually, I've always been aware that my parents have been nicer and more understanding towards Layla. It had never bothered me because I thought it was normal for them to treat her this way since she was younger. But recently, after everything that has been happening, I began to suspect that my parents just like Layla a lot more than me. I'm going to tell you about everything that happened. All I ask is that you share your thoughts in the comments. Do you agree that my parents are treating us differently? Please let me know. We moved to a new city during the summer. In our old house, Layla and I were sharing a room. Our new house is bigger, so now we each have our own room. We knew that summers in this region are really hot, but it turned out to be even hotter than we imagined. At night, we literally weren't able to sleep. The house had air conditioning only in our parents' bedroom and in the living room, so Layla and I didn't have it in our rooms. After a while, we had no choice but to start sleeping in the living room. I hated sleeping in the living room since I now had my own bedroom. But I didn't have any other choice, since our parents had spent a lot of money during the move and it would be inconsiderate to ask them to buy two more air conditioners. One night, I went to the living room to go to sleep as always. Layla wasn't there yet. She didn't come before I fell asleep. When I woke up in the morning, I was surprised to see that she wasn't there. On my way to the bathroom, I could hear that she was in her room. She was doing a TikTok. I went into her room to ask how she'd slept at night in the heat. And guess what? It wasn't hot there. Of course, I was surprised. I looked up and saw the AC unit on the wall. Yes, my parents got her a brand new air conditioner that made her room nice and cool. So she was able to sleep like a baby in her own room that night. Of course, I was really mad. My mom and dad were having breakfast. I asked them why only Layla had gotten an air conditioner. Very calmly, my dad explained, "Your sister told me she wanted to sleep in her room and asked me if we could get her an air conditioner. So I went and got one for her. They installed it while you were at school." I began to tell him, "Dad, I live here too. You know that I don't like sleeping in the living room either." My mom quickly said, "We would have gotten you one if you'd have asked for it." So I said, "Let's get one then." And Dad said, "It might be difficult for us to buy it this month, but let's talk about this again next month." I didn't want to argue with them about it, but they were obviously playing favorites, and now they were babbling irrationally to cover it up. Like I said in the beginning, they had always been nicer to Layla, but this time what they did went way beyond that. The AC incident really changed how I viewed my parents' actions, and I began to notice more things like this. This is when I started to realize that my family loves Layla more than me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Let me give you another example. Ever since elementary school, I've had to do house chores every day. I do the laundry, I take out the trash. When my mom tells me she's going to be late from work, I cook. But I've never seen Layla so much as bring an empty glass from her room back to the kitchen. My mom makes her bed. I iron her clothes. Once, when my mom told me, "Vacuum the living room," I said, "I need to study for a math exam I have tomorrow. Can Layla do it?" My mom said, "Of course not." So I asked, "Why not?" Do you know what she told me? "Because you need to do it." What kind of answer is that? And without another word, I did it like an idiot. Layla's birthday is coming up next month. I realized this when my mom said, "I thought I'd get Layla a cake shaped like the TikTok logo this year. What do you think?" For Layla's birthdays, she always gets a cake that looks like whatever she's into at the time. For example, last year she got a cake that looked like a Roblox character. But for my birthdays, my mom just bakes regular cakes. Ask my mom, it's a family tradition. She's baking my cake herself to show me how much she cares about me. Before, I would have believed it. But now I know that she doesn't care about me at all. Because if that were the case, she'd be baking Layla's cakes too. Once I started noticing things like this, they just kept on coming. Maybe it had always been this way, and I just never noticed. One morning, my sister came to the kitchen with a limp. She had hit her foot against the edge of the bed. She was very angry, saying, "Mom, I was writhing in pain on the floor for 10 minutes. I kept calling for you. Why didn't you come?" I couldn't believe my ears when I heard my mom's explanation. "Oh no, that was you calling me? I heard it, but I thought it was Sarah, so I didn't come. You sound so similar that I get confused. I wish I'd checked on you." She was saying these things like I wasn't there. It's like she wanted me to know she doesn't care about me at all. I couldn't take it and said, "Dear Layla, next time you should scream, 'I'm Layla, I'm Layla,' so that mom knows it's you." My mom couldn't say anything, but looked at me as if I were the one who did something wrong. It was so obvious that Layla was a little princess of the family, but I'd never figured it out because I'd always been so naive. Here's another example. My folks never ever miss one of Layla's performances at school. If it's during the day, my dad always takes time off from work. I don't get to perform anymore, but my dad rarely came to mine, even when I was little. When he couldn't make it, he'd just say he had to work. But when it comes to Layla, my dad doesn't seem to care much about work or anything else. My parents come to the theater early to find a good seat in the front row, and they cheer for their precious daughter like crazy during the whole show. The other issue with school is our grades. Whenever I get a good grade, my dad will say that either the questions were easy or I just got lucky that it was a subject I'd prepared for. He'll find a way to tell me that I didn't really deserve such a good grade. With Layla, it's just the opposite. Her grades are not that great, but he always makes up excuses for her. Every time she gets a bad grade, he tells her, "You said you had a headache that morning, that must be it." Or, "That teacher is too demanding of you," to try to prove that it's not her fault. Things like this kept happening, and it made me really upset. I got hung up on stuff that I wouldn't normally care about. I had to find a way to solve this problem. I found a website that provides therapy online and signed up. It wasn't very expensive. I saved up my allowance for a while and got an appointment with a therapist from the site. We did a video call that lasted an hour. Mm-hmm. I told her about everything I'd been through. At the end of the session, she said, "Sarah, you can't solve this problem alone. Neither I nor another therapist can help you. You need to face your parents and tell them everything like you just told me. If they love both of you equally, which I believe is the case, they will have to convince you. Or you could be right and they might be favoring your sister without being aware of it. If that's the case, it's again your parents who need to put in the effort so that you don't feel like they don't love you. So don't waste your time with therapists. The only way you can resolve this issue is with your family." What she was saying made a lot of sense. I decided to talk to my parents the first chance I got. Last Sunday, Layla was at a friend's house, so it was a good time. I said to my parents, "I need to talk to you about something important." Naturally, they were very curious. I think I talked nonstop for an hour and a half. They didn't interrupt me even once. They just listened. A couple of times, I couldn't stop myself from crying. Actually, even telling them about everything felt really good. But unfortunately, their reaction did not make things any better. At first, they said, "We aren't playing favorites at all, and we love both of you very much." That wasn't the problem, but what my mom said next really hurt me. "Your personalities are so different. That might be why we're treating you and Layla differently. Layla is kind of like a cat."
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
She only pays attention to us when we pay attention to her. Her natural inclination is to stay away from us. That's why we need to be extra nice to her all the time. Your personality is just the opposite. I turned red with rage when I heard that last sentence. I knew what she was saying, but I pretended I didn't understand. I asked, "What do you mean by opposite?" My mom couldn't say it outright. "Opposite of a cat's," she said. I think she was regretting the example she gave. I couldn't hold it in. "So you mean like a dog?" Layla has the personality of a cat, and I'm like a dog. No matter how badly you treat the dog, it still comes back and sucks up to you, right? "Is that what you actually think of me?" I asked. My mom shook her head. "I guess the way I said it didn't sound too good, but I just wanted to say you have different characters," she said, trying to defend herself. I think what my mom said clearly proved they were treating us very differently. When they saw that I was upset, they tried to console me. My dad said, "Both you and your sister are so precious. There's nothing you need to be upset about." But I'd already gotten my answer. They wanted to keep talking about this, but I couldn't take it. So do you agree that my parents don't treat the two of us equally? I still feel that they love Layla more than they love me. And on top of that, my mom's cat and dog analogy about our personalities was really weird. Can you please share what you think in the comments? I promise that I will read all of them. See you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.